Hang on Wild Audio. I hope all's well over wherever you are. I am going to take a little bit of a different approach to this audio. Not only because I feel like I don't do enough ramble faps, but like I don't do enough talking to you, you know what I mean? I mean, you've heard me moan, you've heard me lose it, you've heard me describe things in detail, but I don't feel like I talk to you enough. So, in this audio, I'm going to attempt to fix that. And this is kind of new territory for me. And I didn't realize that even where I'm at in my sexual experience, that I could have new experiences. And I guess that's kind of jaded, but I don't know, after a point, you just kind of feel like you've done everything. I know I haven't, but like, I guess that's how new kinks and fetishes and ideas happen, is at least for me, those realizations of like, well, I haven't done everything yet. What more can I do? And it just kind of gets all of the juices flowing, creative and otherwise. And lately, where I'm at, lockdown was extended last week. Yeah, it was last week. The restrictions were extended, and there's nothing like feeling your wings clipped for like a second and third time that makes you realize you haven't gotten out and flown for a while. And by that, I mean I haven't actually been dicked down in a goddamn long time. So I'm kind of feeling thirsty. Very, very thirsty. But I guess the thirst kind of helps in some regard, because it makes you think about the things you haven't experienced or that you want to experience. And there's one thing I really can't get off my mind right now, and I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, so like, you're totally free to stop listening here. But there's one thing I really can't stop thinking about. It's sitting down and pulling my shirt away from my body. Just feeling the cool air brush against my skin. Someone stands next to me. I can't see what they're doing, but I feel their warmth against me. I feel that size difference. Sitting down as small as I am and them standing next to me. And I can see something in their hand, but I don't know what it is. Until they sit back down beside me and put their hands on me. And when they do, they grab my arm and tell me that it won't hurt. Might just feel a little bit of a sting or a pinch, and before I know it, I'm being filled up with that sweet, sweet COVID-19 vaccine. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, that soft little sting in my arm. Almost nothing after. I don't even notice the needle slide out. I just sit there and take it, knowing that that RNA is literally changing me in ways that I can't even imagine. As I sit there for a few moments, I realize I'm getting a little lightheaded, but nothing too bad. I take a deep breath and make sure that I check in with myself, that I don't really feel anything more, that I'm not having any side effects. Need to feel that sweet, sweet, sweet vaccine in my body. Looking up at the person administering it to me, thanking them, thank you so much. Oh, telling them how gentle they've been. I like when I don't feel the need. Mark of a very good technician. Not feeling that immediate prick or the sting. In the few moments after the vaccine, it might feel a little crummy. In fact, even this year's flu vaccine had me in a little bit of a state after. My head felt really small, and I kind of got brain fog, so I assume this might be the same. I don't know, all vaccines are different. Oh, but I haven't even had the first dose, and I'm craving the second. Just knowing that in a couple of weeks will change my body irrevocably. Just knowing that I'll be protecting myself and protecting others. I honestly don't know why it does what it does to me, but it does. And until then, even past then, I plan on socially distancing, wearing a mask, and staying the fuck home.